Blog Talk Radio.
We have a lot of fears about privatization, about the desolation of labor. The mayor won. I remember standing outside and I was thinking about all the foreclosures, all the people in my local. I had 1,700 members that lived on the south and the west and the north side of Chicago, and those homes were going to be foreclosures because of privatization. Then we were faced with managed competition. And we went to our people, laborers, and we challenged them as the mayor had challenged us. And nobody said we could do it. But we beat back privatization, y'all. We beat them back.
Nice.
We beat them back. We started forming a relationship with the mayor's office. And we took on project after project. And I need to also tell you that out of those 1,700 members of mine, our local is largely minority. Over 50% black. And we went to work. We worked with the mayor. And we started getting new projects. We started recapturing work from privates. We started bidding on new work that they had. We became competitive. We started getting the work. The mayor began to trust us. And we've been getting the work ever since.
Nice.
In the last 4 years is not good enough. That we need to go in another direction. Well, we got 28 cranes around Chicago. Yeah. My local that has 1,700 people is now over 2,000.
Despite our protests, the first round of cuts went into effect in 2014, and all of us have been struggling this year to deal with the higher insurance costs on our limited income. Now the city has announced more health care cost increases for 2015, imposing even greater hardships on retirees. Those of us who are eligible for Medicare are especially hard hit. Overall, premium will be more than double from 2013 levels to an annual cost of over $7,500 for an individual with no dependents.
Welcome to Street 101 X. You are here now, and if you'd like to say something, you're more welcome to say. I played some old programs that I pulled up, so if you'd like to talk about them, you're more welcome to talk about them. We have 7 callers so far, so I go up and down the board. I usually use your first 3 numbers. So I got a lot of things I would like to play for you, but I'll just wait because I don't want to bore nobody. So we'll go to Dan. What's up, Dan? Can you hear me, Dan? Hello?
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love a sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Welcome once again to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Reginald Camper. And we're going to have a Blog Talk Radio show about union officials or anything you would like to get off your chest. Now, I was going to play a recording, but I'm not going to play it right now because I have a friend that's on the line. I'm going to let him have insight.
Hey, Dan, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Welcome to the show once again. We were having some little problems, but I played a couple of inserts of a YouTube video that 101 put out. So if you want to hear it, go to Ron Emanuel's Rally. You can find 101 on Ron Emanuel's Rally. We got 8 callers. Every time I go up and down the call. And, Dan, anything you'd like to open up with?
Well, yeah, I heard Smoke Ellis. Who was the woman after Smoke Ellis that was talking?
That was a lady from Go to Retirees from 101. And they have something on YouTube. They have retirees, and then there's another guy put up an open letter to 1001. Jimmy, this one is a minute and 54 seconds. I'm going to play it real quick.
Okay.
This is a letter that I received from the City of Chicago informing me and other retirees that have worked for the City of Chicago for countless years and that have given their time and effort and risked their lives to the citizens of Chicago, that the city will no longer be providing any health care to its retirees. I find this to be abominable. This is so sad that a city this size says it has no money to provide health care to its retirees who were promised this when they were hired, who've given 30 years or more, and now turns around and says, we're not going to cover you. It's up to you to go out and get a plan. Whether that be $3,000 a month or not, it doesn't matter to us anymore, but you're on your own. I find this to be so sad that a city of this size, Chicago, is doing this to its retirees who have worked for the city for so long. Other cities don't do this. I hope everyone that reads this can realize what this means to many people who are on fixed retiree incomes. If you're making maybe $5,000-$6,000 a month and you end up paying $2,000-$3,000 a month now for health care, it's a drastic change. And a lot of people won't be able to do it. I hope everyone can forward this on maybe go viral, whatever, but I just want this to get out there, and I want people all over to know what's being done to the retirees in Chicago. Thank you for your time.
That was a tape from YouTube, and if you want to look that up, you can look it up on YouTube under Letter to 1001 for the Retirees. So anything you'd like to say, Dan?
Yeah, it's a very good recording of the contrasting, touting how great Emmanuel is by Smoke Ellis, and then you have the reality where the retirees are getting their benefits cut big time. And Smoke Ellis didn't mention this in his little speech that the retirees are getting their health care cut. He didn't mention that Rahm Emanuel wanted to cut their cost of living, but it was taken to court by lawyers hired by retirees. So, again, Smoke Ellis does not care about retirees, basically, which means if you don't care about retirees, you don't care about current people working because they eventually will retire. So this is what our union's about, and I'm glad you played these tapes. Let's see what Smoke Ellis can respond with.
Well, you know what? Right now, we up with election. And the greatest fear is if you have, for the next 4 years, you're going to have somebody to make decisions for you, for the current, as Pat always say. And we keep patting our prayers because he's a little sick, but he'll be back because, he's taking care of himself right now. But Pat always say one thing. I'm not going to wipe your ass for you. You got to wipe your own ass. And I look at every time I go to work, I look at people and I say to myself, they got these beautiful cars, they got the beautiful homes, they have wives and girlfriends, but you cannot wipe somebody's ass. You know, I'm trying not to curse them, but people got to actually, you know, do their own work. So right now, election is in 2 months. You're going to put somebody off for 4 years. And they're going to make decisions for you. So it's put up or shut up. So on that note, I'm gonna go to you, Dan, and I'm going to run up and down the line and see who wants to say anything.
Go ahead.
You got anything you want to say, Dan?
No, take some calls.
All right, let me go to the phone bank. If anybody, I use your first three. You do not have to say your name if you don't want to. So the first three. Let's go to 754. 754. Okay. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to say something, I'm going to leave your mic open. Just jump in at any time. Let's go to 821. Would you like to say anything? Okay. Let's go. I'm gonna keep the mics open for everybody. If anybody want to say anything, you're more welcome to say it. So again, anything else new you hear about?
No, I was just reading that thing I mailed. Excuse me, that I mailed you from the 2003. The trusteeship takeover. And it was very interesting. Robert Luskin was a GEB attorney. That's General Executive Board attorney. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And I see Robert Cianelli's in there. So again, this trusteeship. You know, nothing against Pat, because the guys that ran it were pro-labor. But now Cianelli's one of the hangers-on from that that era. He's definitely not pro-labor. He was appointed an executive board member in midterm in August 2000 to fill the vacancy created by Sandy Christopher's appointment to recording secretary. In October 2001, Cianelli was appointed recording secretary to fill the vacancy created by DeChristopher's appointment secretary treasurer. So Bob Cianelli has never run for office, but he's been in there since 96, I believe. So, you know, there's got to be some bylaws passed where you can only get appointed so many times, where you actually have to run for election. Now, Cianelli's now recording secretary. He didn't run for that office. He was appointed to that. So from 2000 to 2017, he's been appointed or been a contractor for the union. So this kind of thing, you know, this kind of thing's got to stop. And I would hope new leadership would try and change the bylaws. I know it'd be hard to, but you have to do it at the convention. And let's talk about this delegate convention back, was it September? Did our local 101 do anything to help its members? Did it change any bylaws so members could vote by mail? Did it change any bylaws to get rid of the wellness program? Did it change any bylaws for progressive discipline? Or do they just throw progressive discipline out the window? And if your name is a name they don't like, you will get suspended no matter what, whether you had a written reprimand or oral reprimand. So these types of things, the hopefully a new leadership will take into consideration.
Well, you know what? A lot of these questions, I will hope that a lot of the people that's running will ask these questions, but I can't, you know, I can't make nobody come to the show. So
right.
That's something that's out there. Now, I know you're a very busy person, but let me play this clip of the old lies from Ron Robinson.
Love
for the best interest in the future of all our members. Members' choice slate of candidates.
The goal is to rebuild the strength and confidence that the membership had for Local 1001. A local with a strong membership will be a local with a leadership that will have the confidence, courage, and strength to stand and fight for the best interest and future of all its members. Goal number one, allow the members to have a vote in the decisions made by the Local 1001. Give the members a voice in the decisions made by the local union leaders. Whenever there are discussions or negotiations regarding the current or future union contracts with the City of Chicago, the Executive Board will inform the membership at the regular monthly meetings, or if necessary, call a special membership meeting. The membership will be asked for their opinion in the form of a membership vote on whether or not the Executive Board should accept or decline an offer made by the City of Chicago. The Executive Board will consider the wishes of the majority of the membership when making...
Now, you know, Dan, I played a little bit of that to show you the lies that campaign people do just to get it off. So this is the lies that Ron Robinson used to get in office. So I wanted to play it just so you can get a feel for it.
Only Ron Robinson, Victor Roa. Victor Roa was on that slate. Yeah. He was Ron Robinson's right-hand man on that campaign. Has he done anything?
Yeah.
No. He's in with Bob Cianelli and Smoke Ellis to try and get you out of the picture because you raised questions at an executive board meeting. They don't want any democracy in this meeting. It's ruled by top-downs just like Rahm Emanuel rules. Well, you know what? That only works for so long. And this is why this show is educating members to come out to vote. Bob Cianelli was the architect, him and Will Irving, the architects of the $1950 general labor. And they're proud of it. So I hope members remember this when they come to vote.
Dan, stick with me. I'm going to call. Your first three is your number. So if you want to say something, I keep everybody mic open. You're more welcome to say anything you like. So let's go to 403. 403, welcome to the show.
Bingo! I got bingo!
Welcome to the
How
show,
Pat. How you doing?
It.
So I figured I'd keep you guys company.
You know what? I'm glad to see you doing better. I got your email, and I tried to download it to the show. I'm going to have it for next week for what you sent me about the court. And I thought it was very interesting. So if you'd like to say anything, Pat, you're more welcome.
Well, on the site, hello, Dan, by the way.
Hello, Pat.
On the site, okay. On the site, we're having problems with the currents. They're out there arguing with their coworkers And the call workers are calling the members to our site liars. Guy came on today. He needed proof of the health insurance to show him what we are paying. I mean, what are these people? I mean, they're worse than zombies. I hate to say it. And like you said, I was listening on the computer, and the computer went dead on me. I couldn't listen anymore, and I got all kinds of computers here, and something was wrong with them. So that's why I'm calling in. But, you know, these people got to wake up, Reg. This is their future. Our future is done. We're in court. We got a lawyer that keeps on saying he's writing a brief. This brief is a long brief. It's taken him 3 months to write. But he's kind of pissed off because the city shot him down. I mean, the court shot him down about him getting paid by the city for his time. I mean, this guy has got to have over $2 million invested. You know how lawyers are. And this has been going on for 3 years. And I can't blame him for that, but we're left hanging. And we have people that are actually suffering. I mean, it makes no damn sense. And these people, 1001, applaud the very people that are sticking it in their ass. Dry. There. I swore for you, Reg.
Hey, Pat, you know, for the last 2 weeks, I've been missing you in action. So I go on YouTube, and I type in retirees. And it makes me kind of sad that I only got 7 more years and I can retire. But what do I have to look forward to? And I bumped into a couple people on YouTube that had some things that really touched me. This one is only a minute and 54 seconds. Just check this guy out. For 1 second, Pat.
Go ahead.
This is a letter that I received from the City of Chicago informing me and other retirees that have worked for the City of Chicago for countless years and that have given their time and effort and risked their lives to the citizens of Chicago that the city will no longer be providing any health care to its retirees. I find this to be abominable. This is so sad that a city this size says it has no money to provide health care to its retirees who were promised this when they were hired, who've given 30 years or more, and now turns around and says, we're not going to cover you. It's up to you to go out and get a plan. Whether that be $3,000 a month or not, it doesn't matter to us anymore. But you're on your own. I find this to be so sad that a city of this size, Chicago, is doing this to its retirees who've worked for the city for so long. Other cities don't do this. I hope everyone that reads this can realize what this means to many people who are on fixed retiree incomes. If you're making maybe $5,000-$6,000 a month and you end up paying $2,000-$3,000 a month now for health care, it's a drastic change. And a lot of people won't be able to do it. I hope everyone can forward this on, maybe go viral, whatever. But I just want this to get out there. And I want people all over to know what's being done to the retirees in Chicago. Thank you for your time.
You know, and when I heard this, I thought of you, Pat, because one day I want to retire. One day I want my son to get a job with the city, and maybe he'll retire. But anytime they screw the retirees, I'm destined to be screwed. So I was thinking about you, Pat. If you want to respond, you're more welcome.
Well, let Dan respond first, and, you know, I don't want to hog up all the time. Let Dan respond.
Go for it, Dan.
Okay. Yeah, you played that before. It's basically a wage cut for retirees. You know, it's a backdoor wage cut because your pension is going out of health care. In the earlier tape with Smoke Ellis, I'm quoting it, the mayor trusts us, he says. Okay, trust you to what? To eliminate prevailing rate. Remember they eliminated prevailing rate back in, what is it, about 2008 or so? To eliminate pensions, eliminate health care. And don't let members vote on a contract. Don't give this is the only union where only some of its members get sick days. RCCs get sick days, but the general membership, they don't get anything. And we lost a paid holiday. And we don't forget, from 2008 to 2010, Smoke Ellis wasn't in charge then, but guess who was? Bob Cianelli was there. Will Irving was there. The same guys that are there now instituted a furlough days, 24 furlough days over 2 years, no paid holiday, one paid holiday out of nine, and no overtime for 2 years. This is what he gave to Daly, or our union gave to Daly. The only union out of, like Paul Reed said, 17 some locals that gave back the cut its members, the only union that conceded anything. All the other unions stood fast and they got what they wanted, but not this union. And let's see, does the mayor trust the local to throw reasonable price Christmas parties? Does the mayor trust the local to give Emmanuel campaign cash? Yes, he trusts them. He trusts Smoke Ellis and the gang. And does he trust Smoke Ellis to pay the same laborers in sanitation as the same laborers in aviation department transportation? No, laborers in sanitation make less. So this is what Smoke Ellis, Will Irving, Bob Cianelli, and Victor Rowe are all about. And don't forget Nikki Hayes, who has concession stands or catering businesses and whatever. But, again, these leaders don't have any skin in the game. If their pension gets cut, which it will, their city pension, they have other pensions to fall back on. Will Irving's eligible for three pensions. Do you think he cares if he has to pay his own health care? His pensions will amount to about, $12,000, $13,000 a month. What's $2,000-$3,000 in? That's nothing. These guys have nothing, no skin in the game. That's why they're conceding everything to Emmanuel.
I would love to react to this, but right now I'm still working, and one of the main things that I believe that I did a good job as an e-board member, the wellness program. Every member that don't join the wellness program has to pay $50 per person, including their wife, $50, per pay period. So every pay period, it can go up to maybe $200 if you marry a pay period. I thought that was so unjust. I bought it to the e-board for a vote, and we lost. Your e-board members voted to keep you into the wellness program 5-2. But guess what? They not in the wellness program. So I just found it so unjust. So I understand what you're saying, Dan. And the question I have is, I don't like to call people zombies like I know they are, but I call them an illusion of life. I'm using some bigger terms, illusion of life. You think your life is what it is, but it's not until they take it from you. Your beautiful cars, your beautiful home, you walk around with all this jewelry, your clothes, but at any moment, they can pull the rug from you. So I'll go to Pat, and then we'll just keep rolling up and down. If anybody want to say something, you're more welcome. Pat?
Yeah, Reg. Friday the news broke that Ninehouse, our friend in Springfield, the one that does nothing, along with all his cabinet people there that also do nothing, they're going to get paid for doing nothing. So, why don't you go out in the alley and just sit there and demand payment like these clowns do? This is so stupid. And on Friday, he also vetoed the bill for the pension pickup. And it was funny. He did it on Friday. That's called a cooling off period. When they got bad news to go on there, they posted on Friday, and supposedly in 2 days it's supposed to cool everything down. Well, the only thing so far, he screwed Emmanuel on that. He didn't screw us because the Supreme Court told the city, no matter what, you have to pay the people. If you have to sell assets, you sell them. If you have to, raise taxes, you have to do it. This was just a bill because they wanted to do something special for the next 5 years. So Emmanuel was in Budapest last week. Now, you think something that important, the first thing he would do is come out and say, hey, what the hell's going on? This shows you what kind of bullshit between Springfield and City Hall. They're connected. They always will be connected. And he comes out, and what was it, Reese Park? He's over there beating his chest with Alderman 30 about putting in a track, a running track, and he spent $3 million on there. So I posted, well, that's fine and dandy, because he says it was for the working people of the neighborhood. I says, you know what? The working people of the neighborhood are too scared to go to the park. What are you going to do about that? Well, a couple hours later, one guy was shot about 10 blocks away. And then also about a block and a half away the same day. And it was ISIS. It was a shootout with some guy at a home. They were serving an immigration warrant on him. So it was only a block and a half away from where these two clowns were beating their chest how good they're doing for the city. I mean, not once did he address what happened in Springfield. Something that important, you think he would. Now, on CNN today, they were saying about the sanctuary cities, they better start waking up because they're going to start pulling grant money and it could go deeper. This is exactly what this idiot in City Hall wants, because the minute that happens, he's going to run and make more loans. I wish I knew how much we have to pay in interest every year with all these loans he makes on these stupid ass projects. And they cry they don't have money.
Yeah, totally true. Dan, you want to respond?
Oh, I totally agree. Emmanuel wants to bankrupt the city, and as Pat said, the judge says you have to pay it. You have to raise the revenue. Now he'll go sell Midway Airport and say he'll give it away. You know, pennies on the dollar and say, look, I had to do it to raise revenue. So it's just like the DePaul Marriott TIF down by McCormick Place, $55 million to DePaul, $25 million to Marriott, and yet his insider, Ken Griffin, bought 2 million Marriott shares about 6 months before they announced this. So this guy, Ken Griffin, made a ton of money. So, you know, Emmanuel is doing the same thing these Republicans are doing nationwide. The Koch brothers, this Griffin and his sidekick, Michael Sachs, doing the same thing the Koch brothers are doing. If you don't vote in line with my agenda, I will send money in your district to get you ousted. That's Emmanuel's big threat. You know what? A lot of these aldermen, I don't think they care. I know these progressive aldermen, they're not scared of Emmanuel. You know, like Pat says, so-called progressive. You know, I kind of agree. They're not totally progressive, but at least some of them are standing up to him part of the time. So it's a start. I know it doesn't look good, but it's a start. And, yeah, this park, it's just like the Latin School down at North Avenue and Wells. The city built a new soccer field, artificial turf, and it was exclusively for the high school, exclusively. And then there was so much feedback on it, he had to open it to the public when they were not using it. The same thing will happen here. This track will be going to a private school, whether it be a charter school, a private school, they'll have exclusive use of it, and then the public will be able to use it when they're done with it, like at 10 o'clock at night.
Well said, Dan. Hey, and now I'm going to go back to the phone line and check on people. And I'm gonna say this once again. I do not use no one names, because I know some people will get funny about their name being used. They know 1001 do listen to the show. Now, I do have guys that, you know, we have a Stop the Violence movement, and they do call in. So if you want to say something about the neighborhood and what you're doing for stopping the violence, you're more welcome, because I'm a mentor in the neighborhood. So I go by the first three of your number. You're welcome to say anything. 344, that's your name. If you like to say your name, you're more welcome. If not, I understand. 344.
Yes, 1001 is a bunch of phonies.
I agree. But you know what? You got to look at it like this. What can you make them do? You know what I mean? You got to make them earn a check.
Yeah, well, I don't like it. They're a bunch of phonies. It seems like they're a bunch of phonies to me.
I totally agree. And you know what? Only way we can change things is in 2 months election time. So you have a chance to vote in the next election. Let's go to 875. 875. Would you like anything to say? Okay, 875, I don't want to say anything. Okay, let's go to 279. 279, would you like to say anything? Well, you know what? As long as you're listening, it's okay. Maybe you're 1001, I don't care. But as long as you're listening. Let's go back to Pat or Dan. You like to say anything, Pat or Dan?
Yeah, what Dan was saying, it's all true about the giveaways and stuff. I mean, it continues. There's no end to it. Everything goes to the one percenters. I mean, everything's getting built up downtown. He wants, gondolas going over the river, you know, like on wires, like at a ski resort, something like that, but enclosed. I mean, do we really need shit like that? I mean, all this money he's blowing, even this here gift that he got from Obama before he left for that 8-minute shave off of time on the north side for the L. I mean, what happens if being a sanctuary city, the government pulls that funding? We're stuck for that then too? But he never cries about his projects. He just keeps going and going. I get it. You gotta keep improving the city. Then they turn around and they come out with bullshit. Chicago is the 7th most popular city in the United States for tourists. Come to Chicago. Wear your bulletproof vest. Watch out for bullets. Watch out for getting mugged on Michigan Avenue or even in Grant Park. It makes no difference where you're at. They're going to attack you because we do not have the police on the street that is needed because of this bastard saving money.
I totally agree. I totally agree. And I'm going to say one thing. It takes pioneers like you, Pat. I'm glad you're back. And I hope your health is doing better because we need you. And I looked at the link you sent me. I was looking at the link. And a lot of people don't understand for the current. You are a pioneer to keep us in balance, and I appreciate it. I want to say thank you because you and Dan, you pioneers. You are the retirees that keeping us balanced. I want to say thank you. So if you never hear it from anybody else, I'm telling you thank you because one day I want to retire. So thank you. Dan, if there's anything you'd like to piggyback off of Pat, you're more welcome.
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you to the current workers. You guys are putting up with all the stress with this grid system. This grid system is made to destroy your health and to destroy the job. I've never heard of a job where you get written up for being 1 minute over your lunch period, 1 minute. And it's not like you're in an office. You're out in the street where, you know, you have travel time, you have traffic, you have all kinds of variables. But only our union lets Emmanuel go along with this sanitation laborers only. I never heard aviation laborers getting suspended for being 1 minute late for lunch. Never heard of a Department of Transportation laborer getting suspended for being 1 minute late for lunch. It's just sanitation. So my hat goes out to sanitation workers, and I do hope they have enough wherewithal to vote the current administration out in June. I really do, because it's for their own good. This is one of the reasons they want people to retire early, and they want to get rid of career service guys, and they want the turnover with the general laborers. These guys aren't going to make 10 years to get vested. They want them so scared without any protections, 4-year probations, and then the union doesn't back them up on disciplinary, so these superintendents are laughing. They're laughing at laborers. They can maneuver laborers any way they want, and it's just a shame. So my hat goes out to the general laborers. Hang in there. Come out and vote your future, general laborers. It's your future. If you want to change it, you got to come out to vote.
I'm going to throw this out, Dan, and then I'm going to go to Pat, but I'm going to throw this out real quick. A buddy of mine told me, Rich, you're not fighting 1001. You're fighting money. Money is involved, and people love their salaries. You fighting not people that's going to fight for you. You fighting people that's in office that love a check. So Ron Emanuel is their check. Ron Emanuel makes sure they get that, they grease the pump. So 170,000, 150,000, 130,000. These are some beautiful numbers. So I'm sorry to say, Dan, you know, it's bad for the Currents. The Currents now, I don't see no future. Even with the General Labors, I don't see a future for you. So it is what it is, and this is Reggie saying it, but you got to open your eyes and fight for yourself. We had 2 months, 2 months election time. So, Dan, I appreciate it. I'm going to throw it at Pat. And, you know, my battle now is what Pat's battle is, retirees, because I'm going to retire. And that's my battle now, because I want my health care. So I'm with Pat now. I'm in the Pat gang. So, Pat, anything you'd like to say?
How old are you, Reg?
48.
48. God bless. I was 52 when I went with full benefits because I wasn't ready for it. I had no money saved. I helped my daughter out getting a house, and I was down to nothing. You know, I didn't know all this shit was going to hit the fan. So, and then I had HDO threatening to suspend me, you know, just about every week because they wanted my title. So finally, I just called the pension board. I says, I know when I started, the city's got my time wrong. I says, I started in 67, but they're marking me as 77 because I came off a duty disability after a year when I was blown up. And they're not giving me credit for the 10 years. And I says, the funny part is I got all my check stubs from way back then. So the guy from the pension board, when we had a good pension board, he says, give me a couple days, I'll call you back. Next day, he calls me back. He says, I got good news and I got bad news. I go, uh-oh, what? He says, you can retire. He says, you can retire right now, March 1st. Or you got a month's vacation, stay on to April 1st, and they have to pay you for your vacation. I says, you know what? I'll stay to April 1st. That's the best April Fool's Day present anybody could have. And I says, I'll take the check. Hell, Sanchez is running around the hall telling everybody, oh, he's going to pay $17,000. He doesn't have the time. He's got to go on a buyout. I mean, those were the kind of idiots that were running the hall at that time. I couldn't believe it. But for you, Reg, I hate to tell you, you're going to be paying through the teeth for health insurance. The more you pay, the better coverage you have and the less comes out of your pocket. Now, if you have anything wrong with you, I mean, I've seen some that are $7,000, $8,000 deductible. You got to get up to that point before they start, you know, paying. Out of pocket is ridiculous. And it's the more money you pay, the better off you are. Now, I turned 65 in June. Through my wife, because I don't have Social Security, I was able to get out of Medicare, and she's still working. So for her, I'm paying. For one person, I'm paying over $1,000. I think it's like almost $1,400 a month for her insurance. And, you know, you got to be careful with all the options out there. But the good part is when I turned 65 on the Medicare, it cost me about $300 a month. That's with medicine. That's 100% coverage and no deductible. So if anybody is in their 60s, I urge them, try to hold out for 65 for Medicare if they don't change it. But in your case, Reg, that's a lot of time to be paying this insurance.
Yep, totally agree. Dan, you want to respond?
So if you're going to retire at 55, you know, you won't be Medicare eligible at 65. Now, here's the thing. You know, insurance is going to be high, but you could probably get some kind of subsidy if you're not getting a full pension, if you're not getting 80%. But it won't be much. But Pat's right. You got to look out for out-of-pocket costs. However, you have to weigh the good with the bad. You won't be paying $400 a check into the pension fund. You won't be paying for the wellness program. Your federal withholding will be much lower if you want it to be. You choose your federal withholding. It can be more reasonable because everyone I know, the federal withholding is pretty big out of their checks because they like to get a check from the IRS at the end of, you know, in tax season. So But you got to realize there'll be a lot less stress on you once you retire. Don't forget, stress can cause cancer. So these people on the job, like Stroka, there's a couple other guys that are way past, the maximum, and they're still on the job. The stress this job puts on you can cause cancer. So you have to keep that in mind also. I mean, so it's a tough decision, but you got time to think about it. Try and save some money. My advice to you is go increase your deferred comp if you can.
I totally appreciate your comments because, one thing people don't understand, Dan, when you stress out, you're killing yourself. When Pat told me he wasn't feeling well, and I told Pat, take a break, and he told me he was going to take a break, I miss him. But we should be the people that help each other. Retirees, you guys laid the work for me. I should be the one out there kicking the streets. I would love to have a 50 army that we can do all these things that we need to go into the courts. But it's sad. And I want my brother Pat to be strong because we owe Pat. We owe you, Dan. We owe everybody that put the work in. We owe you. So I just want to say thank you to you guys.
Hold on. You don't owe me anything. The currents don't owe me. The city, the union is in the pension board are the culprits here, not the laborers. It's the union, the pension board, and the mayor. They cut the health care. They cut the cost of living. Like Pat said, he didn't see this coming. I didn't see this coming either. Who would have known that Obamacare, my premiums would double in 2 years? Double in 2 years. Now, my salary didn't double in 2 years. Emmanuel made sure of that, and Smoke Ellis and the gang made sure of that during negotiations. They cut our salary from 08 to 010. They're talking about a pay cut now at the new contract. They went on the roadshow. Wasn't it a while ago? They went to Mayfair or Northwest saying, we're not going to cut your salary. However, your benefits are going to go up. Well, up by what? It's the same as a pay cut. When you're taking money out of your check and giving it back to an insurance company, it's called a pay cut. And if you think Emmanuel doesn't care about retirees, you think he cares about current workers, especially in streets and sanitation?
I totally agree.
See, on that part, that's where that 3% comes in. We won that. We won that already. They
right.
keep on talking about it. They still want to take it from you guys. We've been telling you, I think it's been like almost 2 years now or maybe a year and a half. We've been telling the currents, watch it, tell the union you're aware of this, and not to let it slide back. But this union will just sign it away on you. That's what they want to do. And how much is that a check right now you're paying it? What is it, 8.5%? And then they want it to go up to 11%? I mean, for what? They're going to, like you guys are saying, they're going to kill you on the job before you even get there. I mean, it's ridiculous. This isn't a union anymore. And as far as saying thank you, Reg, you don't have to thank us. There's nothing to be thankful for. What we want an apology from this fucking union, so-called union, and we want a reversal, not only for us, but for you guys. This is terrible what they're doing. And I want Paul Reed, because he was talking about the retirees. I asked him a month ago to post something on our site on how the retirees could rejoin the union. I haven't seen anything yet. I mean, this is, you don't conduct business like this. If he wants these guys on his side, I want him to write a little letter about himself, because none of these people know him. They're not familiar with him. I mean, that should be all in there. You guys need change in the worst way. I'm tired of doing the footwork for everybody. You guys, like you said before, I can't wipe your ass. You got to wipe your own ass.
Yep. And you know, the bad thing about all of this is a person called me and asked me, do you support Paul Reed? And my response was, a year and a half ago, I supposed to have been on Paul Reed slate. Paul Reed has to be Paul Reed now. Everybody has to stand up for who they are. James Ellis has to stand for who he is. Reginald Camper has to be who he is. So I'm not saying nothing against these people, but it's kind of odd that election time is only 2 months and nobody has to tell you what their plans are, their agenda. I lost a buddy of mine's pet for a couple of weeks because he said something that I thought about every day. He said, don't let your show become a platform for other people to grow off you. And it's true because people will use you and get what they want and throw you straight in the fucking gutter. Sorry, Christine, but they'll throw you in the gutter. And I'm sorry because I agree with Pat because I don't want to be used. I just want people to understand we're here as a community. Dan or Pat?
I kind of agree with that, but your show, I don't mind being used. If these guys lose like last time, I don't mind being used because I feel I did my job. We got out, we rooted out corruption. Now, will there be more corruption? Well, that remains to be seen. I can't predict the future. But if you can get corruption out now, your show is a huge success. Now, I know how you feel. You spent a lot of effort and time in it, you and your brother, with Ron Robinson and Victor Roa, how they're going to change the union and they're going to retrain the RCCs. Victor Roa, as soon as he got in, Ron Robinson left, went right in the same agenda with these guys. So he's a non-reformer. He's part of the same brigade, basically. But let's get another set in there. Hopefully they'll change. If they don't, get another set in there 4 years down the road. You got to keep trying. You know what I mean, Reg? I know I agree with your point. However, I think your show is a success because they were voted out, most of them. We couldn't get the real corrupt ones out, like Nikki Hayes and Bob Cianelli, because Bob Cianelli was appointed.
Pat, you want to say something?
Well, I caught the part where Dan was talking about Cianelli and when he started and all that. I'm very well aware of that. When somebody keeps me on the phone and lies to me for over an hour and insist on giving me bullshit after bullshit, you better make sure I'm going to look up everything I could on him. And I did. And I know he came from the guys that I knew. But the thing is, when they left, he turned. They wouldn't allow him to pull this shit. I mean, this is ridiculous. How a union is there to protect the people, to advance the people, not move them back, not rob them blind, not lie to them, not bullshit them, but they are the heartbeat of a membership. And these people don't understand it. Why in the hell should the currents be paying wages to these people when they will not do a thing for them? That's why this union needs to be douched.
I totally agree. And we got 7 minutes. And I want to, you know, one thing I want to say thank you that Pat came back and he's feeling better. I want to say thank you to Dan because me and Dan was partners for a long time. And, you know, Dan made me understand a lot of things as far as how the union really works. And it wasn't for Dan, and I probably wouldn't even ran for anything because he gave me an insight to get involved. All the callers that don't want to say anything, I want to say thank you for calling in. I see you here. You might be scared. I understand. But thank you for calling in, at least showing your number. That means a lot to me because 1001 use star six, whatever they use, to blank off the numbers. So at least you show me your numbers. So I appreciate you. So don't be scared to say your feelings. We're in election time. It's 2 months. We're in election time. Speak your opinion. Be a part of something. So I'm going to do the up and down the board. I'm going to run the numbers out. If you don't want to say nothing, you don't have to say nothing. So I'm going to run the numbers out, and it's up to you to say something. So I'm going to leave Pat for last because I like Pat last. Dan, you after Pat. So I'm going to go up and down the board. 586. Okay. You don't want to say anything. 871. Okay. So I guess we're going to play the silent game. So let's just go straight to Pat. Let's go to Dan. Dan, Pat. Dan.
Okay, all the people out there, I understand if you're scared the city targets you and they let the supervisors target you knowing that you're asking questions about the way they operate and they don't like that, the unions. So you're a target. I know Reggie's a target. I've been a target. But being a target a long time gets old, and sometimes you just shut up. I understand that. However, all you got to do is come out to vote these guys. It's a secret ballot. You don't have to know how you're voting. Get rid of them. And all you laborers in aviation, Department of Transportation, Electric, that got it good right now, that's going to change because your brothers in sanitation are getting screwed here. But I know a lot of you guys are political, and I know a couple guys from aviation, several of them worked for Pat O'Connor for his reelection for alderman of the 40th. I'm sure they work for other aldermen. These aldermen, machine aldermen, want to cut your pensions and salaries. So keep working for them. And when you're ready to retire, when you're all crippled up, they'll stick it to you. And just remember, I told you that, because it's going to happen. If you're in denial, it's going to change. Like Pat says, he goes out to cruise, and they're in denial. That's the first sign of trouble, when the workers are in denial. Oh, they'll never privatize. They'll never cut our wages. They'll never do that. It all happened. It's all happening now. So keep the denial act going on, and before you know it, you'll wind up like a general laborer.
Well said, Dan. Let's go to Brother Pat. Brother Pat, I want to say once again, I'm glad to hear your voice. Brother Pat.
You know I was always there. Well, anyway, real quick history on this lawsuit. It was brought forth by a policeman who had enough bullshit from the city, from Daly and Tutu, where he says, you know what, I'm going to file a lawsuit. This one policeman filed the lawsuit. He began the ball rolling. From there, it mushroomed to other people, and it just kept growing and growing. We now have 3,000 members, close to 3,000 members, and they're from all municipalities from all over the state. They're from all different unions. We don't deny anybody as long as they're in Illinois, because what affects them in Springfield or in a suburb, it's going to affect us eventually. But let me tell you, Currents, I have nothing to gain. Nobody on my site has anything gained. This is all, we do it from the heart. We did it to protect you guys. We took you on the lawsuits with us. We didn't leave you behind. We don't get union dues. We saw that it needed to be corrected, what this union did to you and us, and we pulled you along. And people call me a liar. It's one thing I don't do. I will not fucking lie. I don't gain anything from this. There's nothing in it for me. I just want everything to be right for everybody. Like I said a million times before, the old union taught me, you never turn your back on a brother and sister. You always help them out. That's what you have to do.
And you know, and I appreciate you, and I'm going to say this to you. You and Danny are advocates that, you know, you out there. All we need is 1 hour. Contact me, and we can set a show up within 1 hour. And you just tell me how long you need, maybe an hour or two. We have to get more mobile. And what I mean by that is, Danny took me to Andy, one of Andy rallies, and it made me feel good that I was actually involved. So we need to get more people involved, even with going down with you, Pat, to the courthouse. We need at least 50 or 100 people with you. So let me know whenever you want to do a show. Only takes me 1 hour to log in, and we can get it on the road. So on that note, I want to say, anybody like to say anything on the way out? But I'm going to say I'm glad to hear Pat's voice. Dan, thank you again. And all the callers that don't want to say anything, thank you for listening. So Dan or Pat, you want to say anything on the way out?
Thanks for having me on the show. We'll see you guys next week, hopefully.
Pat,
you too, guys. Take care.
Hey, Pat, thanks again for calling in. Tell your wife I said hi. Dan, thank you again for everything you do. So once again, if you want to call the show, you're more welcome to call. If you want to listen to it on the internet, you're more welcome. Blog Talk, Open 16. And the show is here for you. It's not my show. It's yours. Thank you once again. I'm going to play the closing out song, and I'll see you next week.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sound. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sound. While they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sound. Poor people gonna rise up, get their share. People gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. But finally the tables are starting to turn. Talk about the rest. Talking about a revolution, oh, no. Talking about a revolution, oh, while they're standing in the welfare line, crying to the doorsteps of the armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution, talking about a revolution, oh, no. Talking about a revolution, oh, no.